Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Danny and Dusty.
What in God's name is going on in here? What was that ruckus?
With Danny Murray and Dusty, the Fan Man Hera.
What ruckus? I was just in my office and I heard a ruckus.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app.
Describe the ruckus, sir.
And 1080.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
The Fan.
Hour number three here on a Monday afternoon on Danny and Dusty. Whether you're listening on 1080 AM, watching along on YouTube.com/1080 in the Fan, or YouTube or Twitch.tv/1080 in the Fan. We appreciate you. We love you. Thank you for hanging out with us.
Love you, party animals.
All you sickos. You're truly great. Speaking of true sickos, Chiefs fans, I need you all to shut up. You had the worst performance of your quarterback's career by a magnitude of order.
I don't think you should be telling anybody to shut up over quarterback play, my friend.
Hey, look. They still got to win. All right?
Yeah. So did the Chiefs.
That's what I'm saying. No, that's what I'm saying. The Chiefs did. I don't want to win for the Raiders. I don't want to win. It's terrible. The worst running game in the league, and they still somehow won.
See, this is what Danny was talking about with pettiness earlier. Like, just stay petty, and it becomes more enjoyable, because the Kansas City Chiefs are the best team in the NFL, and they are a dynasty. And he's trying to chop them down by saying Patrick Mahomes played bad and they need to pipe down.
Yes.
No, this is exactly why Chiefs fans need to continue to speak up, because they have entered Brady territory where there it doesn't matter how bad the game is going. Mm-hmm. If you have a puncher's chance, you know they're going to win. It's not like you have trust and faith that they're going to win. No, you know that they're going to win.
That's what I mean. He played his worst game as a pro. It's not close. He threw 150 yards, did two egregious picks.
Doesn't matter.
And they still won.
Well, not two egregious
picks. One egregious pick.
That, by the way, Cam Taylor-Britt, you talked that talk, and then you went and you backed it up.
He did.
That pick was insanity. That was one of the best interceptions that you will see.
Xavier Worthy, 2 catches, 17 yards. Didn't do a damn thing.
Yep.
So, good for you.
But he didn't get his hands on him. Didn't need to, though, because he got his hands on the ball.
Yeah.
hand on the ball.
Hand on the ball.
Incredible.
But I say this tongue-in-cheek because the Chiefs did have the worst performance of Patrick Mahomes' career, and they still won. First of all, news on the Chiefs. We, obviously, Isaiah Pacheco going to be out for at least 6 weeks.
Six to eight with the fractured fibula.
Yeah, they're bringing Kareem Hunt in for a workout because Kansas City is not avert to having scumbags in their team. So
they really are leaning into this Patriots.
And it helps us win.
We're going to keep the window open as long as we can. We don't care how horrible of human beings they are. We'll bring them in.
Let's start from the back of the game to the front. Fourth and, 16? You get...
Cincinnati melted down.
They did melt down. It's a flag.
No doubt.
It's a PI. If you want to go letter of the law, I've seen some NFL experts that say, look, you do have the ability as a defender to go for that ball, and the wide receiver is backing into the DB.
Yep.
Sure. I don't think look, this isn't the Saints in the playoffs type stuff. Like, this isn't that egregious.
No, it's like in basketball, the rule of verticality, right?
Yes.
If you're a big man, you have to go straight up. Same kind of thing in football with the defensive back. The problem is, as the receiver was backing up, the defensive back was moving forward.
Yeah.
And so when you have both of those things happen, that is pass interference. I don't have a problem with a pass interference being called. I hate to see that, though, because Cincinnati defended it really well.
In a perfect world, I'd like to see no flag there. But
it's not. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dem's the rules. Yes. Dem's the breaks. But at the same time, though, if you want to have some criticism, it's why were you capped like that in the back end? Why not send one more? But it's Patrick Mahomes. He makes this play. Yeah. Like, this is the infuriating part about the greatest quarterback in the game right now.
How far that horseshoe is jammed up there.
Brady, whether it was, you know, Joe Montana, these guys create enough time, and now it's Patrick Mahomes, where they create enough time to get a guy open. And with Brady, it was he would just kind of slide, shift, move forward, backwards in like a little square. But it was like, how is he doing this? How is he finding this space to make this much time? For Mahomes, it is spinning around wildly, and you're like, oh my God, just get him! And nobody ever gets him. This is what we just need to come accustomed to. This is what the greatest quarterback in the NFL right now does.
Mm-hmm.
He creates that time, and he makes the play. The play doesn't have to be a completed pass, but right there, that is just meltdown city because it was on the heels of Ja'Marr Chase costing you.
Yeah, that 15-yard penalty, you don't have the ability to take more time off the clock. You don't have the ability to keep extending the drive. You don't have the ability to push it down for a touchdown.
You have to be smarter than that.
And that for it to be Ja'Marr Chase, of all people, who's not a guy who goes down that path, it hurts more.
And he was wrong.
Yes.
He was wrong. Yes. He was complaining to the official about a hip drop tackle, which it was not a hip drop tackle. Joe Mixon has something to say about that. And Joe Mixon criticized the NFL today because there was a hip drop tackle and it was not called. And he's like, what are you guys doing?
Yeah. And his ankle was underneath there and he could have been hurt.
You are trying to outlaw this move. It happened to me and y'all didn't do anything about it.
They have yet to call it. And through 2 weeks, a ref has not thrown a flag on it yet.
And it's damn near impossible for them to.
Because that's the whole point.
There's seven things they look for.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. And that's, well, I mean, it's...
In a fraction of a second, it's like, oh, yeah, we can figure that out. What in the world is going on?
The only way you're going to get it is when the next time somebody does it and they roll. Yeah. When you get the gator roll, that's when you're going to get the flag, when somebody gets hurt.
Now, here is part of... Here's part of it, too, that... Where Ja'Marr Chase really crossed the line is the official. I read the pool report on it, and this is same thing with Major League Baseball and the umpires. You can cuss, you can MF an official in the NFL.
You can't say it about them.
When you say you are, and you make it personal,
that's when it crosses. It's the same thing in the NBA. The like, well, unless it's Scott Foster, you can. There's a lot of leeway.
He crossed the line, and that I take a bigger issue and bigger exception on that than I do the PI because I mean, it's like that is so costly, the pass interference, because it gets you in Harrison Butker range. Mm-hmm. And I think we don't talk nearly enough about how good kickers are now.
Yeah.
Like 50 yards used to be, well, this dicey. Is going to be real dicey.
Unless you're the Giants.
Kickers, well, their kicker was hurt.
Oops. And they didn't sign
We
anybody.
Need to talk about that.
Yeah, no, we'll find that one.
We need to put a pin in that because mm-hmm. that is one hell of a loss.
Yeah.
But when now that kickers, and I think moving the extra point back has made kickers more confident.
Mm-hmm.
I mean.
Well, you mean because you're getting, you know, was it 35 yard?
They have to be locked
time?
In yeah. every extra point. Mm-hmm. In that you're seeing the ranges are getting further and further back. And
Did
they
you
said
see the
after
college
the game.
Kicker, last week?
No.
They 66 yarder.
I try not to.
Oh, he banged a 66 yarder and then they iced him. He came out and then they had a procedural penalty. They lined up to kick it again. They get a timeout because they didn't have enough guys on the field and he kicks it anyways. It's a 70 yarder and it's good. And I'm sitting there going,
that's pretty impressive.
Holy crap.
That's pretty impressive.
I mean, now, neither of them counted because of timeouts being called, but he hammers this thing through like it's nothing. It's like, oh, my God.
I was reading the Monday Morning Quarterback, and Albert Breer said that Butker, I'll read the quote. Butker told me in pregame warmups that he felt comfortable. Okay, here. Stupid internet. Bucker told me in pregame warmups, kicking toward the Arrowhead Tunnel, he hit a 66-yarder and launched a 72-yard kick that had the distance but missed wide. So going in, he told special teams coordinator Dave Taub he felt good about kicking from the mid-60s distance.
Which would be an NFL record.
That is, I think, 60, is it 67
or
now?
67.
That is,
was it
now
70
we're having,
was what I was saying.
Now it? We're having kickers say, they feel comfortable mid-60s. And there now it's a small portion. Like, Justin Tucker is no longer automatic from 50.
No, he's missed two now.
But you have kickers in the NFL feel like 50-yarder. Yeah, I got that.
They're not chip shots, that. But like, yeah, we're going to go ahead and put that up on the board.
And that's why that penalty means so much. Mm-hmm. And look, it's also the Jamar Chase penalty, it meant everything because yeah. then it pushes you out.
Yeah.
And now you're sitting there going, boy, 7 feels a whole lot better when you look at the way that game finished up.
On the plus side for the Bengals, they are 0-2, but they look drastically different from week 1 to week 2. They're offensively, Joe Burrow did get going. They didn't get Chase involved too much, only 4 catches, 5 targets for 35 yards.
Because they played the Patriots the week before, who were just dominant. Mm. Dominant. Their only loss is the best team in the NFL, the Seattle Seahawks.
Yeah, I tell you right now, the Bengals are missing more than
just the
Patriots defense and getting going.
Oh.
T. Higgins not being out there and opening things up for Burrow
tough, man.
Is a problem. But even more so, the lack of Joe Mixon back there to keep them on balance, egregious. They ran the ball 22 times for 74 yards, 3.4 yards, and the longest run they had all night was 12 yards.
Look, but right when the season got over, I said that the Texans were my pick for the team that would regress this season mm-hmm. because the schedule was going to get tougher. And then when they got Stephon Diggs and Joe Mixon, I was like, yeah, they're not going to regress now.
Yeah.
And they're not, because now you have Nico Collins and you have Tank Dell and you have Stephon Diggs and you have Dalton Schultz and you have Joe Mixon. Like, they are loaded. Mm-hmm. And they sat there and they said, we will not have a sophomore slump for our quarterback. The Houston Texans might be the most well-run, dysfunctional organization in sports. And think about that.
And that's a perfect way to jump into it. Let's take a look at what the Texans did against the Chicago Bears last night in primetime here on Danny Dusty, Tenny the Fan.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Last night we had a primetime performance between Caleb Williams, Chicago Bears, C.J. Stroud, and the Houston Texans. And it's a tale of two quarterbacks, one rookie, one in year two, both with a lot to prove. Caleb Williams coming off a subpar, is a nice way to say it, week one. The rookie quarterbacks in general, not doing great. Jaden Daniels, definitely the best of the three so far between Caleb Williams, Bo Nix, and Jaden Daniels. But the Texans coming out and showing that last year was not some kind of fluke. And through 2 weeks, to me, they are the most complete team in football. They have the ability to run the ball. They have weapons on the outside. C.J. Stroud, it wasn't a flash in the pan. Defensively, they get after you. This is a team that, if they can stay healthy, they profile as a team that can do real damage in the winter.
Yeah, it's week two. I mean, there's still so much more to go. And I caution on any sweeping generalization through 2 weeks of the season. They do look good out of the gate, though, and we'll see how other teams adjust and what it looks like moving forward. But I think their offseason moves have meant the world to them. They have been absolutely outstanding mm-hmm. with their new additions, seamlessly kind of coming into the fold and being able to be productive, whether it is Mixon or Diggs. And then you see how much it's opening up for guys like Nico Collins, who looked absolutely incredible. He's looked incredible.
That touchdown catch was incredible. The way
catches on the sidelines, though. I mean, he's doing it. Oof. He's doing it all. Yeah. I mean, and that is, they're seeing growth from guys from last year to this year. And you added more talent around it. It's Bobby Slowick is making himself a hell of a lot of money. Mm-hmm. Dude turned down head coaching interviews this past year. He's going to get a whole lot more of them moving forward because he knows how to call an offense, and he does a really stinking good job.
Final 19-13 Texans win this one, but it was a slobber knocker because that Bears defense is no joke. Defensively, that Bears team gets after it, and that's not a shocker. That's been their MO forever. In that, adding Caleb Williams, adding Rome Odunze, adding Keenan Allen was supposed to take their offense to another level. But that offensive line is atrocious. The Texans get 36 pressures on Caleb Williams. He is sacked seven times. Including one where Danielle Hunter comes free right at Caleb Williams' chest in that fourth down, second down in the fourth quarter with the ability to hopefully push them down for a fourth quarter drive to win the game. And he picks him up and suplexes him. I thought that Williams would leave the game. I don't know if you noticed that when he got up from that play, how red his face was.
Mm-hmm.
It looked like that man lost a lot of oxygen. He came out and tried to step into a throw after that, and he got hit. Again.
And this is, I mean, one of the things, the pressure offensive line needs to do a better job. And Shane Waldron, we saw, remember JSN Super Bowl week on Media Row, was like, not glowing reviews from him. But there's also the issue that Caleb Williams held onto the ball for far too long in college,
too. Yes. Always trying to make a play.
You're seeing it happen right now. He does the exact same thing in the NFL, and you can't do it. And that is a really tough habit to break. Getting the ball out quick is of the utmost importance, and you have got to be able to see it, get the ball out. Sometimes that just means turfing it. But you're seeing Caleb Williams do a lot of the same things in college that he did in the NFL, and it's not working. And there's going to be adjustment. That doesn't mean that he's not going to be successful or that he won't adjust, but you want to see his game take off. And if you're talking about somebody who is getting the ball out quick, probably the rookie that's performing the best right now is Jayden Daniels. And he has been doing a better job of that. Took some big licks against the Giants, but it is fitting the style of play in your system too. And Caleb Williams in Chicago has got to get the ball out a little bit quicker.
According to PFF, Caleb Williams is currently tied for 21st in time to throw at 2.81 seconds, which is a hundredth of a second faster than CJ Stroud at 2.82. Yep. Justin Herbert at 2.79. Baker Mayfield at 2.79.
And Baker Mayfield got rocked. That has been a criticism of Justin Herbert as well, holding onto the ball too long. And CJ Stroud, I don't know, it might be having Laramie Tunsil as your left tackle affords you a little bit of that.
Jayden Daniels is actually at 2.88, a little bit longer than Caleb.
Yeah.
Brock Purdy at 2.9, and we saw him get absolutely lit up by the Vikings front. So if you're wondering who was the fastest, Tua, 2.31, Aaron Rodgers, 2.38.
Yeah. If you hold on to the ball for too long, you will get rocked.
So your sweet spot seems to be about 2.6.
Yep.
That's where you see the Patrick Mahomes of the
world. Two and a half seconds is how long you have to throw in the NFL.
Yeah. And there's only one, let's see, under two and a half or less, there's 1, 2, 3, 4 quarterbacks.
Yep.
So.
It's when you want to get it out.
Interesting spot to be.
Be quick. That was a great game, though.
It was a great game. That was that ugly game that I was talking. One of the ugly games I was talking about, but it was a great game. There was some frustration, consternation, as it pertained to DJ Moore. Anything
wide receivers getting upset?
You think that's all it is?
Yeah, I think it might. It's a little bit. You're going through growing pains. You have a rookie quarterback. You want to execute at a high level, and you are in the throes of it. It's a tight game. You need to have that ball out quick, but it's also, I think that frustration is also to do with his offensive line too. Mm. You know, I mean, it's a group effort. When guys get upset in football, I just kind of shrug my shoulders. When you continue to do it and you start, the body language rolls over from one game to the next,
then it becomes a problem.
Then it becomes a problem. But I mean, in a close game like that,
he did want Justin Fields.
Yeah, he did. He liked Justin Fields. 2-0 Justin Fields, that is.
There you go.
2-0.
Oh, you want to talk about the rest of these rookie quarterbacks?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. It's interesting because we had a lot of rookie quarterbacks drafted. Mm-hmm. But of the five, only three of them are playing, and there's one big struggle bus.
Definitely happening. We'll get to that and more. But first, here's the Big Kahuna with a Sports Zone update.
I hear they got some tasty burgers.
The pomp and circumstance of the NFL quarterback rookie class featuring Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Bo Nix, J.J. McCarthy, Michael Penix Jr., all in the top 10, excuse me, on the top 12. Well, it hasn't been a C.J. Stroud-esque start for any of the top three quarterbacks in action in Caleb Williams, J.J. Caleb Williams, Bo Nix, and Jaden Daniels. Jaden Daniels, weirdly enough, has been mostly productive for the Commanders. Caleb Williams and Bo Nix going through it. They found themselves with some bad turnovers and on their back more than a couple times.
Yeah, and none of them have looked great.
No.
I think Jaden Daniels has looked the best out of any of them to start the season off, and he's probably with a coordinator relationship, probably in the best situation with coordinator and talent. The Sean Payton experiment, he wanted Bo Nix, he wanted his guy, he got his guy. It hasn't been pretty. I mean, Bo has been struggling, and the talent around him is leading you to believe they don't have very good receiver play, which that's a shocker. But only completing 59% of his passes, four interceptions, four sacks that he's yielded. Caleb Williams only completing 56% mm-hmm. of his passes and a wealth of talent around him, but a coordinator question mark there. And Shane Waldron, two picks, has been sacked nine times.
Nine.
Through two games.
Yeah, seven of them last night.
Meanwhile, Jaden Daniels, no picks,
mm-hmm.
but he's been dinged up. He's gotten sacked seven times, but he's completing 75% of his passes. Coordinator and talent relationship. And you also got to look at Washington, probably the better schedule to start out the season with Tampa, which was a tough one, and they took their lumps down there, but he played well down there. And then you have the New York Giants, which is one of the worst teams.
It's the second worst team in football.
The stat out of that game that made my heart just warm.
Mm.
All right. The New York Giants scored three touchdowns while allowing zero touchdowns in that game.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Field goal fest, yes.
Do you know the record of teams that score three touchdowns while allowing zero in the NFL?
I'm going to say it's like 102-6.
No. It is 1,294. Hold on. It is 1,294-2.
As soon as you said 1,000, I knew how egregious this was going to be.
1,294 wins, two losses. The two losses are the 1989 LA Rams.
Oh, boy, did that team.
Against the Vikings. And then Sunday's Giants loss to the Commanders.
Mm. Do you think that the Giants miss having a kicker?
I would say so. Yeah.
So for those unaware,
Graham
Gano was questionable. And then they found out he was not going to be able to go after the kickoff, in which he aggravated his hamstring.
Yeah.
And apparently they don't have anybody else on that team that can reliably even kick an extra point.
Yeah, that's tough.
You would think just by like drawing straws, they'd have somebody.
Yep. You would think.
Is it OBJ? That's actually the decent kicker.
There's a chief safety, the guy who was the chief safety who did kickoffs when Butker got hurt one time.
Justin Reed.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
but they also toyed with the idea of having that same person like kick off for them because it gives them an extra tackler.
Yeah. Kickers matter.
Kickers matter.
Whether we like it or not. They've been really good this year.
Yeah, very finding important. A way to have an extra point.
We've We've also had now two teams win games without scoring a touchdown.
Not too bad.
Yeah. You had the Steelers in week one, the Commanders in week two.
That, to be fair, that's how they're going to win.
Yeah. But seven, like, that's the weirdest way to 21 points I've ever seen. Seven field goals for the Commanders.
You know who loves that?
Who?
Me, because I took the under and I took the Commanders minus two.
Yeah, that was the easiest bet of the day was
nice,
the under.
Nice little parlay.
I've had two unders hit through the first two weeks. They've been slam dunks.
You can count on the Panthers and the Giants to cap those unders.
Back to the quarterback play and the rookies. Okay. You have the rookie quarterbacks now. Jane Daniels is completing 75% of his passes.
Which, great.
He has attempted the fewest of the three rookies that are starting between Nix, Williams, and Daniels. Bo Nix has attempted 77, Caleb Williams 66, and then you have Jane Daniels at 53 attempts on the season. So these guys are completing right around like 63% of their passes as a whole, as a group. They have yet to throw a touchdown between the three of them. Three rookie quarterbacks through two games apiece, that's six total games that you can account for. They have yet to throw a touchdown. They have accounted for six interceptions, none for Daniels, four for Nix, two for Williams, and they have been sacked an ungodly amount, 20 times in the first 2 weeks of the season.
Goodness.
They've been sacked 20 times, thrown six interceptions, have zero touchdowns, and are completing 63% of their passes, thanks to Jane Daniels, who's completing 75%, Bo Nix, and Caleb Williams, both under the 60% completion percentage on the season. It's been rough, man, and there's going to be growing pains. And you look at Drake May, Michael Penix, and then also J.J. McCarthy having the ability to just sit back and learn this year due to injury. How valuable is that going to be for them moving forward? Because you would see the pitchforks out. And I love Sam Darnold is playing so stinking well right now for Minnesota. I am so happy for him. Did you hear Kevin O'Connell after the game yesterday?
No.
He almost started crying because he's like, of what Sam Darnold has been through.
Seeing ghosts in New York.
Just sitting there and continuing to chop wood, chop wood, chop wood. And then, boom, he's finally seeing a little bit of success. I love that for Sam Darnold. Like, the clock is going to strike midnight at some point.
Oh, yeah,
they're 2-0 right now, and they beat up on the San Francisco 49ers yesterday.
Real quick, I just want to take a look at the PFF stats. The average depth of target for Jaden Daniels, 5.2 yards. For Bo Nix, 7.6. For Caleb Williams, 7.0. So Jaden's operating a little bit more of a check down Charlie offense.
Did you see Caleb Williams' net yards per attempt yesterday?
No, I would imagine it was very bad.
Well, it's actually through 2 weeks, it's the worst in 10 years.
Yeah.
Caleb Williams.
94 yards in week one will do that to you.
3 net yards per attempt is the worst for any quarterback in weeks one and two in the last decade, according to Austin Gale of Ringer.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you can say the drop touchdowns that they've had, because they've had three now, would make things look a little bit better, but it's not saving it that much.
Rookie quarterbacks, they're fun to have because you have hope, but it's a really tough thing to do.
Yeah,
man.
It's a tough road to hoe.
Yep.
Come up next. We'll talk about the Vikings and 49ers and also the absolute shellacking that the New Orleans Saints, best team in football, put on the Dallas Cowboys here on Danny and Dusty Today, the Fan. Good dealer's choice in this one. You want to talk about an absolute shellacking first?
Dealer choice. Yeah, sure. Yeah, let's go.
Are the New Orleans Saints the best team in football?
No, they're not. And I feel like we got that out of the way very quickly.
Did they look like they were?
Yeah, they did. They did. They beat the bejeebers out of the Dallas Cowboys yesterday, 44-19.
Over with immediately.
Yep.
35 points in the first half, and boy, did they run out of that gate quick.
Yeah, and they look pretty dang good, man. They looked all right.
The key to Derek Carr, after watching him for years with the Raiders, is if you keep him clean, it's pretty damn good.
That's a good thing to have with any quarterback.
Yes.
Is keep him upright, keep him clean. And look, I think the biggest thing for me is I look at when you have Rashid Shaheed, funnest name in football right
Great
now.
Name.
It's so much fun to say. Rashid Shaheed, Chris Olave, and Alvin Kamara. All of them healthy. All of them look explosive. Mm-hmm. And Kamara being healthy and looking like the old Alvin Kamara.
First time in 3 years.
That is a scary proposition. Mm-hmm. But how long will that last? Because history will tell us that he'll get dinged up, and that makes it really tough on your offense to perform at this level. But the lack of pass rush from the Dallas Cowboys was alarming.
Send out the search party for Micah Parsons, because he has been nowhere.
And you're right. When Derek Carr has a clean pocket, yes, really damn good quarterback. Yeah. But I don't think that the longevity of this and how long they can hold this line for, we'll see. So, yeah. I mean, not best team in football, but through the first 2 weeks, they've scored the second most points in NFL history through 2 weeks.
Frisky little team.
The 68 Raiders are the only team to score more points. 1968.
Otherwise known as the Al Davis, everyone runs straight up the field Raiders.
Yeah, they used stick 'em. You know, they literally had stick 'em on their hands.
Shout out Biletnikoff, who literally used to put it up his forearms.
Yeah.
There's the old wives' tale about how he caught a ball with his forearm.
Yeah.
Which may not actually be a wives' tale.
Might be actually exactly what happened. But they look good. Mm-hmm. And the NFC South looks like a better division than what anybody thought. And we'll find out tonight. Do the Falcons actually wake up? Does Kirk Cousins have an actual leg, or is he just out there on a peg leg? Because
that
right
practice
now,
film was atrocious.
You have Baker Mayfield, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are going to be a tough out for anybody. They're 2-0. The Saints are 2-0. The Falcons have the talent, but is this the same old Falcons that has had talent, but maybe they just don't. Maybe they're just not very good. And then there's the Carolina Panthers, which is going to be two free wins for everybody. It's like the bingo card. The Panthers are just the free space in the middle of the bingo card where you can just roll them up. Here we go. And beat the hell out of them. But New Orleans has looked really dang good.
On the flip side, Cowboys, you got problems.
Yeah. Do you, or is this just...
This is who they are.
This is just Dallas.
They can't run the ball. The pass rush is kind of anemic, and you just gave Dak $231 million guaranteed to stink the place up.
Can I say I liked something that Dak said? Because after the game, I thought, awareness.
Yeah, I mean, it's the NFL. I talk about each and every week. No games are played on paper. As far as riding a high, I don't think the guys in the locker room necessarily were. I mean, I talked about how much meat we left on the bone offensively. And that's simply why you can't listen to other people's opinions and read with you guys right, respectfully. I mean, yeah, y'all may have put this team on a high more than we should have been, and now we just simply have got to reset. We've got to respond. We're not going undefeated. You know, I mean, hadn't been done in 50 years. Woo, surprise. So it's about getting back to it.
I actually like that from Dak, because
He stuck a shot in.
He's not just telling the media, like, well, you guys are the ones that lump the expectations on us. He's telling his own fan base, too. Hey, maybe you guys should shut up and stop doing the, it's our year, this is going to be our Super Bowl year after 1 week.
Yeah.
You know? Like, nobody bought it.
Yeah, calling them
except
one of
for their fans.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's a couple of national folks that kept saying that this is one of the five best teams in football. Remember, I mentioned that last week, and I just like, no, what are we doing here?
Yep.
Stop doing this. This is not that team. One of the teams that is and has performed as one of those teams for the last couple of years is the San Francisco 49ers.
Yeah.
They had issues with the Minnesota Vikings.
And this is my big worry about San Francisco. We talked about this during the offseason with everything that was going on with Brandon Ayuk and with Trent Williams and his holdout, is that, yeah, keeping Brandon Ayuk and keeping a young talent is important, because how many more miles does George Kittle have, who left due to cramping yesterday?
Had to get an IV.
Christian McCaffrey, and cramping is like not a big deal, but it's noticeably different when George Kittle is not available. Mm-hmm. And if he gets hurt at any point this year, what does this team look like? Debo Samuel, history of injuries, but a wrecking ball when he is on the field. Christian McCaffrey's now on the IR. You're not going to have him for 4 weeks. And Jordan Mason had a great week one. But there's a reason why Jordan Mason isn't a starting running back and was not a highly coveted and drafted player coming out of college. you're going to run into it at some point.
Sure.
And Minnesota jumped on him early. But I don't think like this is any sort of indictment on the 49ers and their window being open. It is, you see how thin that line is mm-hmm. between being one of the elite teams in the NFL.
And being just another dude.
Yeah. And going on the road is really hard to do in the NFL. And it's really hard to do in any level of football. But you go on the road to Minnesota and you saw that 97-yard touchdown to Justin Jefferson.
Yep.
Flips the game on its head, man. And those ebbs and flows of a game, it's... I'm not concerned about San Francisco. I think they'll be just fine. But you're only a couple injuries away from it. And Bosa went out, too, yesterday, yep. which that should surprise nobody.
All right, coming next, we'll put a nice little bow on today's show and a little look at the Battle of the Birds whoop. Here tonight on Monday Night Football.
No, this is our final segment.
Oh, well, we are there.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Never mind.
We're here.
Yeah. We're sticking around for another few minutes.
Oh, my bad. I'm all twisted up.
Math. It's hard.
It's the breaks in my head.
We're math, and sometimes the math doesn't math for you.
That's right.
But
let's talk about birds then.
I love birds.
You like birds?
I love birds.
Aren't real.
We need to start this. We want to go here. Power lines are charging stations. Yes.
Falcons, Eagles.
Yeah.
Eagles look like crap. Still got to the win last week. Jalen Hurts. Mm. But on the index of quarterbacks, Kirk Cousins. If he's out there with a peg leg, do you just go to Penix?
Yeah, you have to. I mean, and I don't know how quick that hook is going to be. Obviously, they want to protect Michael Penix Jr. as long as they can.
From also being injured because he's made of glass.
See that rookie quarterback conversation that we had mm-hmm. earlier where you think about the struggles that you'll go through. And look, Penix had the best offensive line in college football last year. They actually won the Joe Moore Award for the best offensive line in college football.
It's a good place to be.
He also had three receivers that are all performing very well through the first 2 weeks of the NFL season. Now you go to Atlanta where the NFL is a different animal. It's going to take a little bit of time, and that doesn't mean that Michael Penix is some slouch, but and won't work out at quarterback. Being a starting quarterback in the NFL, not an easy thing. And I think the three guys that are starting right now have shown that they're going to want to protect Michael Penix for as long as they possibly can. But you can't roll Kirk Cousins out if he looked like he did in week one against Pittsburgh, or if he looked anything like he did in that practice footage that was released last week where he was literally skipping as he was trying to drop back because he can't put pressure on that foot. Don't like it.
No.
Don't like it one bit.
This whole idea about him, like, he's going to be ready in a couple weeks. They're like, oh, he's on par. He's supposed to be, you know, he's supposed to be like 80, 85%. If you're 80, 85% coming back from an Achilles injury and you can't plant your bleeping foot, what the hell are you doing out
it's
there?
It's important when you're trying to throw a football, I've read.
It's like Kirk Cousins has the biggest arm to begin with.
Also, that win in Brazil looked a lot better when you saw the Green Bay Packers settle in when they were at home. For the Philadelphia Eagles, that win in Brazil on that Friday night, because without Jordan Love and Malik Willis in, they didn't throw the ball a lot.
No.
Like at all.
At all.
But their defense held up.
Would they run it like 53 times or something like that?
Yeah. And they don't want to have Malik Willis out there at quarterback. He's been on the team.
53 times.
Well, he's been on the team for like 3 days. Weeks.
Yeah, 22 days is what it was.
It's ridiculous.
Anthony Richardson looked stellar in the good moments and egregious in the bad moments. There was no in-between.
That's the Anthony Richardson show.
Yeah.
That's how he plays that quarterback position, man. Where
he had flags on two plays that probably would have gone for scores.
He looks like the best quarterback in the world, and then he looks absolutely head-scratching the very next play.
You put up with it on the development scale just because he's played so little football,
well,
right?
Yeah, and he's young, and he only played, four games last year? I mean, yeah.
Because the high end, like, this is not, to contrast this to Bryce Young, he's enormous. He has the arm strength. He has the talent that you see the high end, right? Like, there's things there that you go, look, the bad's bad, but the good is pretty damn good.
Yeah, and you try to, like, a quarterback development is, a lot of it is, you can't get away with this in the NFL. Everything that you've been able to get away with your entire life.
You have to pull that in.
You cannot do. Whether it is the overconfidence in a throw that I can put this in that tight window and that window won't close up in an instant. Well, it does in the NFL. Yeah. Or I can lower my shoulder and I can run like I'm a running back when I'm a quarterback. That's like, those are the two biggest issues.
Roquan Smith is going to run and eat you alive.
Yeah, and we saw him get hurt because of his running style last year. And we've seen him kind of hurt his team with some of those throws. You'll let him settle in. But I think Monday Night Football, yeah, it's week two, but you're gonna learn a lot about where the Falcons are going to be at.
I think you are about Kirk the Cousins. Eagles, too. If Jalen Hurts goes out there, even if they win and they struggle again, or he struggles again,
yeah,
I think you start going, how bad is that relationship between Hurts, Sirianni, Kellen Moore?
Yeah, because next week they got to go to the Superdome and they play this buzzsaw that is the New Orleans Saints?
That's weird to say.
That's a weird thing. But 91 points in 2 weeks will make people think that. That's for sure. 93 points in 2 weeks.
A lot of points.
They've been really good, man. They've been really good. All right. That does it for us today. We'll be back for Tuesday. We still got a ton of leftovers.
Oh, there's so much we didn't even touch.
No. No. You're going to want to keep that for a drop. Yeah.
As soon as that came out, I knew what that was.
Yeah, you know what you did there. All right, up next, 4 hours of power from their mouths to your ears. Prime time with us, good soup right here on The Fan.
Bye.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.